things sell. It's just awesome, man. It's just like a big family. I've been doing business with you guys for 4 years now, and we've all kind of grown together. It's been awesome to watch. But everybody's real tight-knit here, and we need to do these type things to keep it going.
That's what we're talking about, Gary. This is unbelievably generous. So tell the people what you're offering up for bid for us.
Okay. All right. So, like, there's normal window film out there. You see the $150 jobs out there. It's no different than you actually going out and wearing a black T-shirt out in the sun. It's going to actually absorb heat. So what I'm offering today for you guys is to have a ceramic film put on that absorbs the heat before it penetrates the car. And you did $400.
How about that?
We charge, and that's what we get every day for it. And we want you guys to take that and do whatever you can with it to help the All In Foundation. Hopefully you get more than 400, but if you get 400, that's great. We're going to donate the labor and the materials, and we're going to also offer the warranty that comes with it, which is a lifetime warranty. And this stuff blocks 98% of the heat, not 50, not 40, 98%. So we want you guys to donate it, and we know you're going to get calls. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's incredible, Garrett. So it's the ceramic version. It blocks out almost all of the heat, and you're throwing in everything that comes with it. You're doing the install. Everything's included, even the warranty. It can't get better than that. And that's from Tint Solutions. And Garrett, tell them where they can find you, too.
Okay, if you're coming from Clemson and you pass Silver Bay as you're entering in easily, we're directly on the right past Silver Bay. As soon as you pass the water tower in Silver Bay, we're right on the right on the corner. 7005A Calhoun Memorial Highway.
So, you want to get to Tint Solutions for all your tinting needs, but our David is going to pick this up right now, so we're going to have it over here at Toyota Veezy, the gift certificate for it, and all you've got to do is we'll hook you up with the whole deal. We're going to open it up for bidding. We're going to open it up for bidding today on the show, all right? That's how we're going to handle it. And Garrett, tell them one more time about the whole process.
Okay. Basically, when you come in, you can go to tintsolutionseasily.com, select, you can pull up your car, vehicle, make, and model, and actually pick out what shade you want before you even walk in. But if you don't choose to do that, we have that on display in our showroom to walk you through the process. Also, once you get there, we'll demonstrate for you how much heat it does block versus traditional films with our heat box that we have. We have a heat lamp demonstration that we go through with all our customers to show them. You know, we don't just say it blocks out, we show it. So we want to show you guys and walk you through the process and walk you through the warranty process in case there's anything that ever happens. No, we will be there, and we will take care of it. But we typically can do the car in about 45 minutes to an hour and sit in a waiting room. We have complimentary Coca-Colas, TV on, and then we also have 105.5 playing on the other side. So if you want to listen to the radio, you can get to the other side of the show. So that's how we do it at Tint Solutions, and we appreciate you guys and all you do.
Thank you, Garrett. Very generous of you. We're going to put that up for auction right now. Thank you, Garrett.
All right, man. Have a great day, Walt.
Thank you. That's Garrett from Tint Solutions and Easley, and no one does tinting better. We've had a long-term relationship with them. They're absolutely incredible. He's offering you the best tinting in the industry. It blocks 98% of the heat. It's ceramic tinting. It's unbelievable. You heard him explain it. He can explain it better than I ever can. But he's offering you the whole package, including the installation, including the warranty, everything. That is up for bid right now, all right? It's up for bid right now. I don't know exactly when I'm going to close the bid on that. But you can get in, you can give Ramona your bid, your name, et cetera. I guess that's how we'll handle it, right, Ramona? Or maybe we should just have people come here. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do it that way.
That way you'll have all the names there with you.
Well,
you'll have the certificate with you.
Yeah, we will have the certificate, but it's hard to... It's hard to bid on it that way. Here's what I'm going to do, all right? It has a $400 value, all right? This is an incredible offering from Garrett and Tint Solutions. I need somebody to come in and just take it, Just say, I want it, Walt. Here's the money. I want to donate to the cause. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the highest bid before the end of the show. All right? I'm going to take the highest bid before the end of today's show. So you have to come out here prepared to pay for your bid. And we'll have the gift certificate here for you, right here for you. And what I'm really hoping is to get something beyond the $400. But I'm going to take the highest bid. So come on out and make your offering. And you know what, Ronan? We're going to put a time frame on it too, so that we have. We're going to make it. We're going to make it 6:20. All right. It's going to be by 6:20. So if you're hearing my voice, you just heard Garrett from Tint Solutions. We're going to have the certificate for you right here on site. You make your donation. And here, I'm going to go beyond that, Rona. The first person who gives me $500, I'll call it over. All right? The first person who gives me $500, we'll call it done. You take the gift certificate, and we'll appreciate your incredible generosity. How about that? Sound good?
That sounds good.
All right, we'll do it that way. So you can bid, you can come here up till 6:20, but the first person who actually offers me $500 for it, I'm going to give you the gift certificate. And as I said, you're doing a wonderful thing for breast cancer prevention and all of that. So by all means, please come out and take advantage of Garrett's incredible generosity. You want to get on the phone lines on any of the football subjects, you're welcome to. Obviously, college pro football, any of the games this weekend, you're welcome to do so. Let me tell you about SCDMV. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, social security card, two proofs of address. Got in, got out, avoided the lines. It can't be any easier. Do it now. Do it now. You'll thank me later. Trust me. Go get yours done. All right, let's get back to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Brandon. Brandon, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Walt? Doing all right?
Hey, yeah, good, Brandon. Appreciate you getting in.
Good. Wanted to get in. That's a great offer from Tent Solutions. I personally, at the beginning of last year, I do landscaping, and I had the ceramic tent put on the entire truck, including the front windshield, and it reduced the heat inside of the truck. I can't even measure it. You hop in, you didn't have to pre-cool it. It was fantastic. They did a great job. The installation was flawless. It took no time. Just really good guys there. But it seems like a lot, but it is not. That ceramic tent is incredible. I just wanted to get in and say that. Have a good
Brandon,
one.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate that. Yes. How about that, Ramona? You got a call from Brandon, who just happens to be hearing
it.
Telling you, yeah, he had it done, and it's just unbelievable. He talked about how it took all the heat out of his vehicle, and you know, and that's the kind of unsolicited testimonial that you got for Tint Solutions and what they do with their ceramic tinting. So now I need somebody to come and take advantage of it. I will give it to the highest bidder by 6:20 today. Highest bidder by 6:20 today, whatever that bid is. But if you come in with $500, if you come in with a $500 donation, it's yours right now. It's yours right now. So $500 ends the auction, but until then, it's open till 6:20. You just have to come here and take advantage of Tint Solutions' generosity. So by all means, please do that. You know, regarding Louisville's defense, we talked at length about their offense yesterday, but defensively, you know, they have issues. You don't give up 670 yards to Wake Forest without issues. Now, I will say this. Wake Forest's offense has probably been averaging like 575 a game. So, in a way, they pretty much do that to everybody. So, maybe Louisville's defensive performance wasn't as bad as it first sounds in that game. But they have issues defensively. And right now, they're missing their starting middle linebacker. Dwayne Ledford They're missing their starting middle linebacker, and they have two possibilities to replace him. One is their will linebacker, C.J. Avery, and the other is a Colgate transfer named T.J. Hall, who has three career tackles. And there's been some talk about Hull being the guy who starts at middle linebacker. I don't see it that way. I think it's probably going to be C.J. Avery, who I think they'll move over to Mike because he's more of a playmaker. And then we'll see what they do with T.J. Hull. But a defense that already has significant issues is going to be missing their starting middle linebacker. That can't be good, especially going up against Clemson. In terms of the game, and let me get to Orlando's questions. Look, I think Louisville's capable of scoring up to 24 points or something like that. You know, one thing I will say, the culture in Louisville is so much better than it was a year ago when Clemson scored 77 points on Louisville and just eviscerated them. That's the team that quit. This team's not going to quit. This team is going to play hard for Satterfield, and the culture is dramatically better. You do not want anybody who has a good culture and a home field advantage like Louisville does to start feeling good about themselves, because emotion plays such a huge part in football. So you want something from Clemson early that's you want to see some early productivity and not letting Louisville start to feel good about themselves. And so I hope that that's the – I hope that's the case in this game. I think that Louisville's going to score some now. I could see Louisville scoring up to 24 points in this game, something of that sort. And I think that even might happen. I think they have such speed offensively with Javian Hawkins and with Hassan Hill and with Tutu Atwell that's conceivable to me. They do a lot of different things offensively, as we discussed at length yesterday. They'll run some option. They run pistol. You know, they're going to run a lot of misdirection. They're going to try and get the ball in Atwell's hands in with misdirection because they have home run hitters. I mean, they have real speed at tailback and speed at wide receiver. And depending on who quarterbacks them, if it's Cunningham, they have speed at quarterback too. So I think they're going to do some damage. I think they're going to score some points. I think the question is, how many points does Clemson score? And I think this is where the game goes over the number, and I also think it's where Clemson wins. I see it like 52-24, something of that sort. I think Louisville makes this game a little interesting for a while, but eventually I just think Clemson has too much offense for a Louisville defense that's struggling. Again, you don't want to let them start to feel good about themselves. So, you know, I think Clemson would like to get off to a quick start here, but I think that's what the question is. To me, you look at the Louisville defense, it's just not very good, and they're going to be without their starting Mike linebacker. All right, we're live from Toyota of Easley. We encourage you to come on out and see us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this brief commercial message. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's Kathleen Sweeney. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that means it's time for Tigers for Tatas. Last year, with your help, the Roar raised over $40,000, and this year, we hope to top that. Dabo and I truly appreciate your support of the All In Foundation in its local efforts in the fight against breast cancer.
Join the Roar all month long for Tigers for Tatas. For a complete schedule of our Tigers for Tatas remotes, log on to theroar.radio.
Hurricanes don't just affect the coast, but the upstate as well. Don't be left in the dark by the disasters of a hurricane storm. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Mike Estes, owner of Estes Heating and Air. We want to thank our customers for 20 great years, and we're looking forward to serving you for 20 more. We strive for excellence in everything we do. Whether you're calling to schedule an appointment, just dropping by our office for information, or interacting with our team on a Ohio unit install, top-notch service and premium customer care is our standard. Estes Heating and Air, the elite dealer of the upstate. here to serve you through all the seasons of life. You can depend on us.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with 2 years, 25,000 miles free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. And Toyota of Easley gives away $1,000 every 2 weeks. All you have to do to enter to win is test drive a car. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
You know, fall is the perfect time to stop in for some Skinned hot dogs. We're talking famous hot dogs of the South here. They're ideal for a quick snack on the run or part of a great lunch or dinner. And there's just no easier tailgate meal than a Skinned family pack. So grab one or two on your way to the game. Treat yourself to delicious hot dogs on steamed buns topped with Skinned chili recipe that's been around since 1946 at any Skinned hot dogs restaurant throughout the upstate.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Anderson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-GO and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-GO cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your own EZ-GO or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of convenient game day rental packages and free demos available, too. Don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Hey Upstate, Bunky Gandy here for Ralph Hayes Toyota, the number one volume store in Anderson. You know what's really hard is knowing that you got to start the season and run the table in order to get to the big game. And that's exactly what our Clemson Tigers are doing. You know what's really easy is shopping for your next new used car, truck, or van from Ralph Hayes Toyota. Visit us on our website at ralphhayestoyota.com, or better yet, we want to invite you down to the store. We're at 3525 Clemson Boulevard. Remember, you save when you shop at Ralph Hayes.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. 5 minutes? That's less time than you spend arguing about how to pronounce GIF.
Wait, GIF or JIF?
Hard G. Less time than you spend trying to stick to your paleo diet.
Resist the carbs. Ooh, brownies.
No brownies. That's about 5 minutes to earn five times the national average savings rate. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Rolls right side. Looks downfield. Throws. Got Rizzo breaking. And he makes the grab. He does. Oh, what a grab at the 30 of Syracuse on the number.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage, live from Toyota of Easley. In the last couple of minutes, we had a woman stop by, and she just wanted to give us $80. She gave us $80, and Brandon convinced her to take one T-shirt, but that she didn't want anything. So she gave us $80, and a couple of minutes later, a gentleman stopped by, and he bought three T-shirts and two bracelets. So that was $85, and that's just in the last couple of minutes. So we're looking for more of that. That's consecutive $75-plus drop-offs. We're looking for that. Also, I now have a $300 bid from a trusted source on the Tent Solutions package. So that's out there. So in other words, if you want the Tent Solutions package now, you got to go upwards of 300 and you got to bring it to me here. All right. So that's, I have the gift certificate right here in my hands. Dave was kind enough to go get it. So it was just down the road. And we have it. So if you want it, you got to up 300. It has a $400 value, a $400 plus value. It's incredible. You've already heard unsolicited testimonials about The ceramic tinting process and how it dramatically reduces the heat by 98% and how long-lasting it is and how it comes with the guarantee, installation, everything. You don't pay for a single thing. That's how generous Garrett and Tint Solutions were. You don't pay for a single thing. It's well over $400 value. And again, I already have a $300 confirmed bid. So I want somebody to beat that. Obviously, you know the reason for it, the cause. As I've said, if somebody goes $500 in consideration of the cause, I will end the auction and give it to you. So, but you have to come here and bring me the payment, the $500. I will give you the gift certificate. That will end it. You can potentially win it between now and 6:20 with a bid between $300 and $500. But if you want to guarantee yourself you get it and you want to contribute to this cause, which are two great elements, then you need to be here with your payment method, and we'll take care of that. So how about that? We appreciate that. We very much appreciate the $300 confirmed bid already. Did you want to say something, Ramona?
Did I?
Oh, I don't know. It sounded like...
Yes. Did I? No, I don't think so.
It's not... Okay, it's not a trick question. Either well, you did or you didn't.
I was talking to Texter 940.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just wasn't sure what you were saying while I was talking
okay.
to him.
Okay, no, good, good. I'm looking at the coach's hot seat list, the newest edition. This is today's edition, Friday, October 18th. There are some huge issues with this edition. I want to know what some of you fan bases think about this. Now, I think it's funny. I mean... Number one is Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith's in Illinois. Nobody cares at Illinois. There are actually some signs that Illinois has gotten better this year. There actually are. But, I mean, it's Illinois. I mean, who are you going to hire that's going to be better than Lovie Smith? Not that Lovie Smith is great, but, I mean, who are you going to hire to make yourselves relevant in the Big Ten? I don't know. I understand why he's on a hot seat list. You pay him a lot of money and all he does is lose. But nobody wins at Illinois. You know, Red Grange is dead. I don't know. Champagne Tony Eason isn't coming back. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about that one. It's not because I have any feelings toward Lovie Smith one way or another. I just think it's Illinois. You know, I mean, it's not like you're really going to get better than Lovie Smith, I don't think. Maybe. Number two is Clay Helton at USC. You know, there have been some positive signs with Helton and his offense this year. They changed the offense. They went to an amended version of Mike Leach's air raid. I think Clay Helton is definitely on the hot seat. How hot? I'm not sure. It became hotter when Lynn Swann stepped down because Lynn Swann was a disciple of the Pittsburgh Steelers, you keep your coach forever strategy. And so I think his seat is hotter now. He's probably somewhere in that range. Number three is Chad Morris, Arkansas. You know, there are some signs with Chad Morris still. There's some improved play. There wasn't against San Jose State, but there's some improved play. There's decent recruiting. There are some signs. You just wonder how long he has to get some practical results. I mean, the truth is Brett Bielema did a lot better there than Chad Morris has done thus far. Number four is Chip Kelly. I mean, he has one win. They came from 32 points down to get it. I mean, I can't believe he's even still coaching now. He doesn't want to do what he did so successfully at Oregon. Because he says times have changed. Yeah, well, you know, you were great when you were at Oregon. You stink now. That's how times have changed. So, yeah, he's definitely on the hot seat. Number five is Joe Moorhead, Mississippi State. I don't get that at all. Guy just got there. What are you talking about? I mean, Moorhead just got there. He's an extremely bright guy. If people are already down on Joe Moorhead, then they're just stupid. And if the Mississippi State Cowbell fan base thinks that they're better than Moorhead, they're also mistaken. You've got to give him some time. I mean, it's ridiculous. Give him some time, and I think the guy is going to be very good. I believe in Moorhead. So I don't agree with five at all. Number six is Kalani Sitake from BYU. And look, obviously, things have been difficult for Sitake really ever since he got there. I think he's a good guy. I think he's a good culture guy for BYU. But BYU's used to winning. And, you know, and the BYU that we've seen under Satake just isn't going to cut it. So, yeah, he's hot seat. Number seven is Willie Taggart. This photo they have of Willie Taggart looks like a police blotter photo. You know, he looks like Dead Man Walking. I think he is Dead Man Walking. I think this may be it. You know, maybe we'll speak to Jeff Cameron again, but I think he may be done. I really do. I think this may be it. Final year for Willie Taggart. So do I think he's in a well-deserved place in terms of the hot seat? Yes, at seven. Number eight is Jeremy Pruitt from Tennessee. I'm going to say no to this unless Philip Fulmer is the one replacing him. I mean, Fulmer is the guy who put him in the job. You know, so I think, look, if I was in power at Tennessee, I would clean house. I would escort Philip Fulmer to the state line. I would get his meddlesome butt out of there, and I would have his hand chosen Jeremy Pruitt out of there too. I would get rid of everybody who was associated with that deal. Anybody that had anything to do with keeping Mike Leach from being that coach at Tennessee, I would get rid of. And that includes Fat Phillip and Jeremy Pruitt. I get rid of them. So a hot seat for Jeremy Pruitt? Yes. Yes, I think hot seat. Now, do I think there actually is a sign or two at Tennessee under Pruitt? Maybe. You know, you have to look for it. You're not going to find it in the wins and losses. But maybe. How about number nine? Jimbo Fisher, Ramona. Number nine is our guy Jimbo.
Jimbo, he's on the hot seat?
Yeah, well, apparently, according to this. I mean, you know, the guy's getting paid like $10 million a year forever. And according to this, he's on the hot seat. Remember, they were 12 in the country before the year, according to the AP poll and coaches poll. 12 in the country. And I didn't rank them at all because I said they're like a 6-7 win team. That's what I said. 6-7 win team. I said they're not going to be ranked at season's end. Little did I know how significant the pull was to keep SEC teams ranked, because it certainly has kept Jimbo and Texas A&M afloat for a long time, although they're finally below the Mendoza line. Jimbo Fisher, number nine. I don't think he's on any hot seat. I mean, you know, first of all, it's not like the people before him, like Kevin Sumlin, had a great deal of success. So it's not like he's on any. I just don't see it as any hot seat. I don't know what the buyout. I don't remember what the buyout is in that contract, but it has to be extraordinary, I would think. Therefore, I don't see how he's on any hot seat. Now, Texas A&M has almost unlimited money, but they're not going to do an about face on Jimbo Fisher now. Maybe 3 years from now, if things don't change, or 2 years from now, maybe you begin to think about it. But no, Jimbo Fisher's not in any hot seat. So I'm going to say no to number nine, no to number five, Joe Moorhead at Mississippi State. The rest of them are probably there deservedly. Number 10, Ramona. Number 10 is Kirby Smart.
Oh, no. Was that after last week?
I guess so. I'm going to say no to this, too. Kirby Smart's not on a hard side. See, Kirby Smart is, you know, probably leads the nation in recruiting since he became the head coach. You know, has there been a result or two that hasn't been good? Yeah, but where are you going to go from Kirby Smart if you move on from Kirby Smart? Kirby Smart is not on any hot seat. I mean, honestly, that's just ridiculous. So I'm going to say absolutely no to number 10. Kirby Smart is not on a hot seat. Jimbo Fisher, 9, is not on a hot seat. Joe Moorhead, 5, not on a hot seat. So three SEC coaches I don't believe are on hot seats at all. I mean, I think it's sort of ludicrous to suggest Kirby Smart. Are there some people who are PO'd because of them losing to South Carolina? Yeah, they may be more PO'd if they lose to Florida and Missouri, which could happen too. But he still won't be on a hot seat because he's recruited so well. So I'm going to say no to that. Number 11 is another SEC coach, Derek Mason. You know, sadly, I actually think Derek Mason's a pretty good football coach, pretty good defensive mind. But sadly, I'm going to have to agree with this one. even at Vanderbilt, you can't just lose the way Vanderbilt's losing right now. Do I think Derek Mason got a fair shake with that job? No. I think the Vanderbilt job sucks. I think it's one of the worst jobs in America. It may be the worst Power 5 job in America. I mean, you play in, you know, a semi-rogue league that only cares about football. So, you know, it's impossible to win being the last bastion of academic integrity in a league. It's impossible. But you also just can't keep losing the way he's lost. I think he is on the hot seat. So I'm going to say yes to that one. I think that one stays. Number 12 is Doug Martin, New Mexico State. Oh, who cares? Yeah, who gives the rats behind? Doug Martin, New Mexico State? No one cares about New Mexico State. It's impossible to win at New Mexico State. It doesn't matter who they would hire at New Mexico State. You know, you could dig up Vince Lombardi. You couldn't win at New Mexico State. New Mexico State is a crappy job, period. You know, the only people who would take a New Mexico State job are people like in the witness protection program. You know, there's nobody who would ever be offered a real job who would take the New Mexico State job. So is Doug Martin on the hot seat? Who cares? I don't know. Who cares? On the hot seat for what? Every New Mexico State coach sucks. Does Doug Martin suck any more than the rest of them? I don't know. Maybe. He hasn't won a game. I guess there's that this year. I mean, they're bad. There's that. They're always bad. Doug Martin, number 12. I am abstaining from that one, Ramon. I have no opinion on that. We have an opinion on everything. I have no opinion on that.
None.
Not my opinion is no one gives a rat's behind about New Mexico State. So who cares whether Doug Martin is the coach there or not? Doesn't matter. If it's not Doug Martin, it'll be Sam Martin or John Martin or Steve Martin. Number 13 is Randy Edsall. Randy, UConn. He's won one game this year, Ramona. I gave him out as a 2.5, over the 2.5 total. I need him to win two games the rest of the year. We have one guaranteed win because we play UMass, so I need one more win other than that. One more win other than that. We'll see, I guess. Is he on the hot seat? Yeah, I think he's on the hot seat. I don't know where UConn would go after him. His first run at UConn was pretty good. This run, not so much so far. But is his status at 13 on the hot seat list appropriate? Yeah, probably is. Number 14 is Mike Blomgren, Rice. No, this is idiotic. He's already made a difference in Rice. It doesn't show in the one loss record, but Rice is way more competitive under his direction. He is not on any high site. That's absolutely laughable. That's a total lack of comprehension. Look at Tennessee Fred showing up here. How about that, Ramona? Tennessee Fred. All right, we're live at Toyota of Easley. I'm still looking for somebody to come out and top the $300 bid for the ceramic window tinting from our friends at Tint Solution. Has a value of over $400. It's a complete package that includes everything, installation, guarantee, everything. Garrett and her friends at Tint Solution were incredibly generous, wanting to donate to the cause. So meet their generosity. Someone come in and top our $300 bid. You have till 6:20 to do that today on site. I have the gift certificate right here. I will hand it to you when you hand me your bid. Again, I'm looking to top $300 right now. A $500 bid will end it. If you make it here with a $500 bid, I will give it to you, and I will close the bidding. And we will thank you very much for your unparalleled generosity. All right, we're live at Toyota of Easley. Walter Petula, Road Rage, quick break.
Hey, Tiger fans. ClemsonTigers.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, schedules, merchandise, and a whole lot more. Whether you want to find a volleyball or soccer schedule, buy a shirt for the game, or find the game day guide, you'll find it all there. So be sure and check out ClemsonTigers.com today, and you'll be set for your next visit to Clemson.
Join the Roar every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter Development and Rivers Whitmire Realtor. Mark and co-host John Hite entertain you with all the best national guests. all sports, all conferences, all leagues, and lots of football talk. You need insight? Mark Childress has it, and haters are welcome. You got a rant? Mark's hate segment is the way to get it off your chest. The Mark Childress Show, Tuesdays at 7, brought to you by Rivers Whitmire Realtor and S.H. Carter on The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Inside the Trane testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Unstoppable deals from your Unstoppable Trane Comfort Specialist dealer. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 60 months and rebates up to $500 on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning today. Subject credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
Hurricanes don't just affect the coast, but the upstate as well. Don't be left in the dark by the disasters of a hurricane storm. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you. Get your home ready for Halloween and let only the cobwebs be the fake decor. Make sure last year's witch's brew stains are out of your carpets and get your floors looking spectacularly clean with Zero Res. Mention my name, Mickey Fowler. Three rooms of carpet clean for only $129 and a free hallway. Call now at 864-558-7300 or book online at www.zeroresgreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
The time has come for you to get your new South Carolina driver's license or ID. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about Real ID and what you need to buy your new license today. You may even be eligible to buy your new Real ID online and avoid an SCDMV branch altogether. Gather all required documents now and buy your Real ID with Gold Star at any SCDMV office in the state. Make sure your ID will get you on an airplane or into a federal building before it's too late. Visit scdmvonline.com and make the switch today.
Right now at Vision Works, when you buy one complete pair of glasses, you get a second free. That means you could get a pair of glasses and a free pair of prescription sunglasses. So you don't have to do the thing where you wear your glasses under your sunglasses when you drive. Or you can get a pair of glasses and a free second pair with different frames. Or a free backup pair. Or maybe another scenario we didn't think of. No matter what, when you buy one pair of glasses, you get one free at Vision Works. Vision Works. See the difference. Offer expires 10/24. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is George Jeffries again with exciting news about Metal Building Supply Company. We are now Metal Depots, one of the cornerstone building brands. We have the same great products and services, and even a few more for your home or commercial project. Remember, we're your local supplier of metal components and buildings in the upstate, so give us a call at 864-295-0506 or come by to see us at 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont. Ask for Kevin Brown or George Jeffries, and we'll be glad to help. Proud supporters of Clemson Sports.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
The whole world gone crazy!
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula Road Rage live from Toyota of Easley. Let me tell you what we have going on. Tigers for Tatas bracelets, Tigers for Tatas t-shirts. We've had some very generous bids of late. Let's keep that going. I'm looking for more $75 plus bids if we can get them. I still have a $150 bid opening that would include you getting a beef jerky outlet wild stampede package. For that, and I have from Tint Solutions an incredible offer of full window tinting for your car or truck, valued at over $400. It's ceramic tinting. It blocks out 98% of the heat. We've already had Brandon call in, and he had the process done. He said it's incredible. It's over a $400 value. That includes full installation and a complete warranty on it. And that's from our friends at Tint Solutions of Easley. Very generous of Garrett to donate that. I have a $300 standing bid on it. I am looking for someone to come out and beat that. And again, it may be that a 320 winds up taking it. I'm going to give it away at 620. But I'm looking for somebody to come out and beat that. If somebody donates $500, I'm ending it. And you will get the package, and we'll be incredibly grateful for your generosity. So come on out and get involved in that. Also, BCD on my Twitter feed writes, you know, Rona, BCD has been waging a one woman war against the Boston College coaching staff. She actually wound up getting in a debate with a Boston College assistant coach who had no business getting into a debate with a fan on Twitter, but did somehow. And then apparently subsequently deleted his tweet when 8 million other BC fans, the 8 BC fans that exist, when the 8 BC fans that exist all complained about him, he backed down. He backed down to BCD. But BCD's not stopping, Rona. In response to this coach's hot seat list, she is, where is our coach? How could he not be in the top 10? No. How can our backup quarterback be a walk-on? She makes a very good point here, Rona. She was out there yesterday, Rona, back to 30. And she said to me, she said, how can our backup quarterback be a walk-on? That's a pretty good argument. How can your backup quarterback be a walk-on? He's not on scholarship at a P5 school. How come we don't know how to do the fundamentals like tackle? That's a coaching thing. She is ruthless, Ramona. She's absolutely, absolutely ruthless. So she's all over it. Let me get to Gamecock Will. Gamecock Will, if the little mouse will move. Gamecock Will!
What's going on, Will?
How are you, Will?
Doing good. It's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to give you a few predictions here. A couple questions and I'll hang up. Predictions. I think if I'm like you, if Ryan Helensky can run around a little bit, stay healthy, I think South Carolina wins again. That'll be two top 10 teams in a row, so. I really think we can beat Florida, especially at home. I got a good feeling about this week.
Then, yeah, but the problem, Will, is we just How do we know? I mean, how do you know whether Hlinski can move?
I think they're going to run the ball a lot tomorrow, Walt.
Yeah, they're going to try. I mean, and look, you've been running the ball better recently. You've been running the ball with power. You've been pulling two offensive linemen, run some power O, and you've been doing a pretty good job in that regard. And Rico Dowdle is quietly having a really good year.
Then I think Louisville's going to score a lot of points, but I don't think it's going to be enough. I think Clemson will pull it out. But I do think Louisville's going to score some points. So it's going to be a lot closer than I think the spread is.
Okay.
Then is this the Ohio State-Wisconsin week?
No.
Okay.
October 26th.
I think Ohio State's going to win. Okay. Then LSU's going to win big. I think they're going to win real big. Georgia will win big. They ain't playing nobody. Kentucky's awful. But as far as tell me something now about basketball. I want to change gears for a second. Now, I think South Carolina's finished the pick 10th. Is that too low for South Carolina?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think that's sort of stupid, quite honestly. Yeah. No, I think South Carolina is going to be much better than that. Much better than that. That's like a football mentality.
I know you
mentality.
Kept talking about them. I didn't know.
Yeah. No, I think South Carolina is a 20-win-plus team and probably an NCAA tournament team. So I think that's actually sort of ridiculous. I would say more like six, maybe better. I don't understand that at all. Quite honestly, I saw that the other day. I was sort of surprised by that. But then again, I'm not really surprised by what media votes were ever.
Okay, I got one more question. Now, I know y'all haven't really been talking about college basketball a lot lately, but how you feel about Jerry Stackhouse coming in the SEC, Walt? I mean, I know that's brand new, but how you feel about Stackhouse coming into Vanderbilt? How do you think he'll do?
Well, first of all, that's a difficult job. Secondly, what about Jerry Stackhouse says coach? I mean, no offense. I just don't know. I have nothing to judge him on. I have no idea. I mean, if he wanted to pick up basketball on a summer league game, I'd probably be in favor of him. But I have no concept of what Jerry Stackhouse is as a coach, none. So I can't even guess at that. Will, seriously, I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm saying he wouldn't be my first choice. Certainly, Jerry Stackhouse would be way down my list of candidates to coach my basketball team. Now. Again, does that mean he can't do it? No, but it doesn't mean he can either.
Well, I'll leave you with this. You know, Georgia, I picked Georgia still win the SEC. If they win out everything, they still got a shot at playoff. Like, if they win the national championship, Carolina can say we beat the national champions. But anyway, you and Mona have a good weekend.
I will. Thank you. I see you working there. Well, I don't know about any of that. But... Georgia's going to have to play a lot better if they want to win out. They still have some very tough tests. The Florida game suddenly looked much tougher. I think the Missouri game at home looks much tougher. I'm not buying anything to A&M, but the game at Auburn at the end of the year, quite honestly, that looks like a loss to me. I mean, I think if you ask me how Georgia will fare in those three games right now, they lose at least one, and I'm inclined to think they lose twice. I just think they don't look like they know who or what they are offensively, and that worries me. It worries me against Florida. It worries me against Missouri. I think the Missouri thing is much more dangerous than people realize. This little situation with Missouri and this committee could become much more interesting in the next few weeks if that committee doesn't render a decision. I mean, much more interesting. Because Missouri has a chance to make it real interesting on the football field. And if they don't do something about it, if they don't make a decision, then, Missouri is eligible. And I think they're dangerous. They're pretty good on defense. They do everything pretty well. They have a quality quarterback who's really a quality leader for that football team and who they believe in. They have receiver talent. They have running back talent. Their offensive line's pretty good. Their defense is pretty stout. You know, it's still sort of a mystery how they lost that opening game to Wyoming. But, you know, it's just that game that keeps them from being unbeaten. But they're a pretty good football team. And I think, you know, Georgia and Florida, there's going to be nothing easy about Missouri for Georgia and Florida. Nothing. Back to this coach's hot seat list. The last one we left off was Mike Bloomgren of Rice, and we said absolutely no to that. Bobby Wilder of Old Dominion, again, you know, it's Old Dominion. It's not going as well as they had hoped, but they've also been competitive in some games. I would say no to that. Dana Dimmel, the coach at UTEP, Dana Dimmel came from Kansas State. He was the co-offensive coordinator at Kansas State. Dimmel's an older guy. He'd been with Snyder for a long time. And had been, but whatever he's done hasn't worked at UTEP. Now, again, UTEP is one of these terrible jobs that no one wants. You know, I'm not sure that Dana Dimmel is head coaching material, quite honestly. I think he's a good offensive mind, but that's about it. Number 17 on this list, Ramona. 10 was Kirby Smart. There are a lot of SEC coaches on this list. A lot of SEC coaches. They have Moorhead at 5. I disagree with that. They have Jimbo Fisher at 9. I disagree with that.
They don't want their coaches right. That they lose once.
Number 10 is Kirby Smart. I disagree with that. Number 11 is Derek Mason. Unfortunately, I tend to agree with that. Not because I don't think Derek Mason can coach. I do. I just think he's done a terrible job. Number 17 is Will Muschamp, Ramona. Off of the biggest modern win in program in recent program history, Will Muschamp is still at 17. I don't think so. I don't think he's on the hot seat. I don't. In fact, I think he's doing a pretty good job. Are there areas that he's not great at that you'd like to improve? Yeah. But I think by and large, he's doing a pretty good job. So I'll say no to that, too. So I'm saying no to a lot of these SEC ones. In fact, I only agree with one of them. I'm saying no to Moorhead, no to Fisher, no to Smart, no to Muschamp. Number 18 is Philip Montgomery, Tulsa. You know, Tulsa's finally starting to show some signs of life again. Early on in the Montgomery tenure, they were really good. Montgomery was, Art Briles' right-hand man. Had all the secrets, and early on, that offense looked really good. But of late, the last couple of years, they've struggled. Now, there are some recent signs of life, but, yeah, he probably is on the hot seat, though. Number 19, Justin Fuente, Virginia Tech. Justin better win some more games than just that Miami game. He better string together some wins and soon, because I think the culture, there's something wrong there. Now, you know, they've made a quarterback change, and we'll see how that looks. It looked pretty good early on, at least in that one game, which the only game impacted, which is the Miami game. We're getting to see what he does from this point forward. By the way, remember, the temperature just dropped 17 degrees. Something like that. There was just a temperature drop of like 17 degrees. I think the sun said goodbye and the temperature said, we're out of here. Number 20 is Dana Holgorsen. Dana Holgorsen is already on the hot seat. He just went to Houston. He better not be on the hot seat. Dana left the West Virginia job. He better not be on the hot seat. Hey, let me tell you about the Mattress Outlet in Seneca. It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner. No. Fall is here. Trust me. I know. 17 degrees, so. It's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features Beautyrest and Serta brands, has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around. The outlet's experienced staff will guide you finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. 7 days a week. Never been more affordable or more attainable. A better night's sleep, that is. Go get yours. The experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Up to 75% off every single day. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located right off Highway 123, right across from Chick-fil-A. It's the Mattress Outlet. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We're live at Toyota of Easley. We encourage you to come out. I still have the Tint Solution Package. I need a bid over $300.
Keep keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One security studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.